Well, there we are. That's Dancing Queen by ABBA. You don't really need me to tell you that, do you? I mean, how many times have we all danced to it? What, this is one of the favourite songs of a man who's on the line who is bringing his show, 21st Century ABBA, to Ely Cathedral. So hang on a minute. We've got the magic of ABBA, the magic of Ely Cathedral coming together in August. Richard Main joins me. Richard, very good afternoon to you. Good
afternoon. Thank you for having me.
No, absolute pleasure. Hello. Tell us about 21st Century ABBA, first of all. How long have you been going? What sort of stuff do you do?
Oh, well, it's a very long story, but I mean, I used to be in bands when I was little, so I've kind of got a background in events and music and things. But Chapter House itself primarily does theatre. So we go around country houses and gardens and cathedrals and beautiful places all over the country doing Shakespeare and children's shows, and we do Christmas Carol at Christmas. And it's by chance I met someone who was part of an ABBA tribute, and I know there's a lot of fake festivals out there that do really quite big events, but I don't think anybody's kind of like approached it from another side of doing, you know, 400 or 500 people in a beautiful garden and doing it on a slightly different scale, much the same way as we do our theatre. And I went to see this band in a nightclub in Wantage, and everyone's in their gear, all in 70s, men in silk shirts and blue flares and things like this, and ladies, it was just in wigs, and the whole thing was wonderful. And I thought, yeah, we'll try this year. So we put it out that we were doing it, and we have a few shows this year, and then we're going to build on the 21st century idea. I'm going to do Queen and Elton next year, and it's really exciting. It's just something new, and yeah, I think something joyful that you can go and see in a garden with your friends and family.
So you're doing this in the grounds of Ely Cathedral, which in itself, I mean, that's a complete juxtaposition, isn't it? The grandeur of Ely Cathedral and the sparkle and glamour of ABBA. I can see it working.
I mean, Ely is one of my favourite cathedrals. And I say that, you know, I do lots of interviews and people say, where's your favourite venue? And of course, lots of them are favourites because we do beautiful places. But I'm very, very fond of Ely, and we have performed there before, Christmas Carol, indoors. But this is in the lawn outside, so you're going to have the backdrop. You're going to be looking at a cathedral on hopefully a blazing hot evening, and you're going to have just this lovely atmosphere with gorgeous music. I can't imagine spending a better way, except, you know, with our theatre. I love our theatre, but, you know, it'll be magical.
Now, let's look about a set list, because I can imagine choosing a set list for a show like this. Nightmare. Everyone's got their favourites, and some of the ones that get tucked away on albums never get a play. How do you choose what to go with?
To be honest, it wasn't. I went down to see them, and they did about 2 hours. So I was thinking, oh, well, I don't know that many ABBA songs. And I was like 20 minutes in thinking, I know this one. This was a big hit. And then we got to half an hour, and you get to the interval, and you think, well, that passed quickly. And you knew all of it. So we're doing a slightly condensed show to the show they normally do. And we did the dress rehearsal a few weeks ago, and I knew all of it. And there were only 30 people there for the dress rehearsal. And there they were, up dancing and having a glass of wine and things. And so it's not difficult. I mean, there are so many wonderful songs. And of course, you have the knock-on of the West End shows have made it popular again, and the films. So it is literally a night of songs you didn't think you knew, but knew all the words to.
And a real family get, I'm guessing, a real family event, because children are learning about ABBA for the first time. They'll have probably sat with Mum one night watching Mamma Mia and have gone, oh, you know, quite like these songs. Children, they're picking up on ABBA again, aren't they?
I think they are. And it's not just about the show that you come and see. It's about this huge gap we've had in our lives of not being able to go and see things and meet friends and take family to go and see a lot of things. So it's that opportunity to kind of become human again and go out and see something together. Mm. And that togetherness is part of, yes, I mean, even the dress rehearsals for the theatre, you know, we didn't have many people there, but that sense of people coming back together to see stuff, it's so important at the moment. But have fun and not worry about the football.
Well, yes, exactly. Nicely put. It's actually in aid of Ely Cathedral as well, isn't it? You're doing this in aid of the cathedral.
Yeah, all our shows in one way or another raise money for the different venues. But at this particular time, you all of a sudden you really sense the fact that if we get a lot of people there, or you know, when we sell out, it is very definitely going to put money into the coffers of the cathedrals and the different venues. And you know, we've got some venues that are sold out in 400 or 500, and just that. A lot of staff have moved in different venues and had to leave, and there hasn't been the funding there all the time. I know people have had funding and things, but it's more this year than ever. I think it's important that we do theatre, we do events, but we also recognise the fact that we're doing it for another reason this year, and that is actually, yes, to raise money for people and make sure that they have some sources of income.
Yeah, hear, hear to that. Okay, let's talk about tickets and how people can get hold of them, because I can kind of feel the pent-up demand building already. How do people get tickets and where do they go?
Well, it's quite simple. I mean, there's a link on Ely's website, Ely Cathedral's website, or you can come to our website on chapterhouse.org. And if you look it up, it has long lists of all the different shows and venues that we're doing around the country. But the Ely tickets are there, and you just click on the link, and it'll probably take you through to see tickets. And see, we'll have a number of tickets. It's not a huge crowd we're having at this one. I know in some of them we're up to 1,000. There's only going to be, I think it's 400 here. So it's, it's get in early, get your tickets if you want to come along. And hopefully after the announcements today, you can come in quite large groups and, you know, settle in nice and early and have a lovely afternoon.
Fantastic, fantastic. Richard, looking forward to this. As you say, I think it's kind of in all of us that we just want to get out and have fun. I can't imagine a better way to do it than going to Ely Cathedral and singing along to a load of ABBA songs. So thank you for putting the show on. Good luck on Friday, August the 6th at Ely Cathedral. 21st Century ABBA. Richard, thanks very much indeed for talking to us.
Thank you so much. Lovely to talk to you.